I call Senate Resources Committee to order. Today is Monday, March 26, 2018. Let the record reflect that the time is 3:30 p.m. Committee members present today, Senator Meyer, Vice Chair Coghill, Senator Bishop, and myself, Senator Giesel. Senator Stedman is excused for the day. I expect Senators Von Imhoff and Willikowski along shortly. Thank you to Ann and Doug, who are helping us out today with audio and keeping the records. Today we have one item on the agenda. We're going to take up the reappointments of both Teresa Sager Alba and Larry Van Dale to the Alaska Board of Game. So, committee members have in your packets the fact sheet about the Board of Game. Just talks about how many members there are, criteria for appointment, how often they meet, compensation for that work as well. So, what I'm going to do is have each board member introduce themselves for the record and explain why they wish to remain on the board. After we hear from both appointees, I'll open public testimony. And after that's concluded, we'll be done. So we'll begin with Teresa Sager Alba. Teresa, can you hear us?
Yes, I can, Madam Chair. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, great. Welcome to the committee. If you'd introduce yourself for the record and let us know why you'd like to remain on the board again.
Certainly. Thank you. I think I have comments about 2 or 3 minutes, if that's okay.
Oh, that's wonderful. Sure.
Okay, very good. Again, good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I'm Teresa Sager Alba, and I appreciate your consideration today of my appointment to the Board of Game. And for those of you who are not familiar with me, I'll provide a brief introduction and share some information to give you a better idea of my background. I'm a lifelong Alaskan. I grew up in Fairbanks in a hunting and fishing family, and I've always felt fortunate that we live in a place where people have this incredible opportunity to enjoy wildlife in so many ways. I moved to the Tok Cutoff in 1984, and while my life in Fairbanks included all the typical modern conveniences, my husband and I prefer space and simplicity, so we chose a lifestyle where we stick more closely to the basics. In our case, that means we have a modest log home, we haul water, we run a trap line, we hunt and fish, and we work throughout the year to fill our freezer with wild food. We also raise a garden and 2 greenhouses, and in recent years, we have raised some domestic livestock to add to our food supply. In terms of my qualifications for the Board of Game, which is a position I've served in since 2009, I don't have the type of degree or professional background you might expect or consider to be a standard prerequisite, such as natural resource or wildlife management. Instead, I think I bring more of a layman Alaskan background to the board table. What do I do for a living? In 1996, I took a position with one of our local neighbors here on the Tok Cutoff who was starting a construction management and engineering firm called Summit Consulting, and I've been with Summit now for just over 20 years. Prior to that, in the 1980s and early 90s, I worked for 12 years in your building as a legislative aide. With regard to volunteer positions, I previously served on the board of directors of the Alaska Outdoor Council and its sister organization, the Alaska Fish and Wildlife Conservation Fund, and I'm also a life member of the NRA. So that gives you just a brief sketch of who I am and my interest in wildlife. What I try to bring to the board table is an average Alaskan's perspective from living in both urban and rural parts of the state and having a hunting, fishing, and trapping background. As a board member, I make an effort to keep my contribution to our deliberations and my votes grounded in the Constitution and the statutes to the best of my ability. And rather than second-guess what other details you may want to know about me, I'll just defer to committee members' questions if there are any. And with that, once again, I thank the committee for considering my appointment, and I appreciate your time today, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Teresa. Teresa, Senator Meyer has a question for you.
Yes, thank you.
And before you ask that, Senator Meyer, I just wanted to welcome Senator Willikowski, who's joined the committee. Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Teresa, thank you for serving on the board and wanting to be reconfirmed. I have to ask, under your resume where it says conviction record, you had indicated that, yes, you have had either a misdemeanor or a felony in the last 5 or 10 years. But then underneath that, you say speeding ticket. Is that what you're referring to when you say conviction record?
Through the chair, Senator Meyer, yes, that's exactly right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Further questions for Teresa? Not seeing any, Teresa. So if you would stand by, we're going to hear from Larry Van Dale now, and then we'll have public testimony and may come back to you with more questions. Mr. Van Dale is online from the Kodiak LIO. Larry, can you hear us?
Yes, I can, Senator. Thank you very much.
Well, welcome to the committee. If you would introduce yourself for the record and tell us why you'd like to be reappointed to the Board of Game.
I'd be glad to do that, and I'm sorry I can't be with you guys, but it's just so cold and rainy and foggy here in Kodiak, I just didn't want to leave. So I'll tell you a little bit about myself telephonically. In August of 1956, I was born in Okinawa, Japan, while my father was flying for the CIA, dropping off spies in North Vietnam in the dead of night. For the next 18 years, my mother and I traveled around the U.S. and the world, moving about every 3 years or so, as he continued his career as a fighter pilot in the Air Force. This vagabond lifestyle exposed me to a wide variety of cultures and people and instilled in me a survival skill of finding ways to understand and be open to new people and new situations. Our family also took advantage of these opportunities to explore the hunting, fishing, and myriad of other outdoor activities in each of our new areas. My dad's passion for flying and the outdoors reached its apex during his temporary assignments in Galena and at King Salmon, and I was immensely jealous of his Alaska stories whenever he returned with his missile bays filled with crab legs and salmon. I went to college at the University of Idaho, where I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree in wildlife management, and I met my wife. Immediately after graduation, we packed up our meager belongings and headed north to create our own Alaska stories. I started with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game as a wildlife technician in 1981, working on the first Sioux Hydro project, and continued to work for the department for the next 34 years. During that time, I was an assistant area biologist and later an area biologist here in Kodiak, an area biologist in Dillingham, a regional biologist, assistant management coordinator, and finally the regional supervisor in Anchorage. I was able to work with my colleagues throughout the state on a wide variety of species, with most of my focus on brown bears, caribou, moose, deer, goats, and elk. I also managed the Round Island State Game Sanctuary and served as the state's representative on the Eskimo Walrus Commission for several years. In 2007, I earned my PhD with a dissertation on the population status and management of bears in the Kodiak Archipelago. My work with brown bears extended to other countries when I was chosen to lead the Northern Forum Brown Bear Work Group and serve as the co-chair of the IUCN North Asian Brown Bear Expert Team. These roles gave me a chance to go to the Russian Far East, Hokkaido, Japan, Sweden, and Canada to work with colleagues and share ideas about bear research and management. I also wrote a book on the history of bears in the Kodiak Islands and recently co-authored a book on photographing bears. My wife Hillary is a trained biologist, but she shifted her career path to be a full-time mom when our only son Matt was born. Matt graduated from Kodiak High School, achieved the rank of Eagle Scout, and went on to earn a BS and an MS degree in zoology. He returned to Kodiak to work for Kodiak Native Corporation for several years as their natural resource manager, until last year when he was chosen to be the deputy city manager here in Kodiak. Matt's also on the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly. His wife Mary is an artist, and in July of last year we welcomed our first grandchild, Matilda, into the world. Since retirement in 2015, I've worked part-time with my consulting business. In 2016, I spent several months assisting a local Native corporation establish a bear viewing lodge here in Kodiak. Last year, I worked for BBC as they put together an international live broadcast from several locations in Alaska highlighting the wildlife of our great state. I volunteered for Kodiak Electric Association recently, helping them analyze the impacts of expanding the capacity of our hydroelectric project on bears and other wildlife. And I was the co-chair of a local nonprofit group that raised funds and commissioned a life-size bronze statue, an adult male bear, to commemorate the contributions of Native people and the guiding industry in the conservation of our bears in Kodiak. Because of my professional role with Fish and Game and now with the Board of Game, I've opted to refrain from having memberships or positions in organizations that are directly impacted by my decisions. While I support the mission of several different groups and I follow them on the internet and by talking with their members, I don't want to be seen as a supporter of one group over another, especially when I'm tasked with making difficult and sometimes controversial decisions. I have, however, retained my membership in the Wildlife Society, where I'm a certified wildlife biologist, the International Bear Association, where I'm on what they call the Brown Bear Expert Team, the Aleutic Museum Collections Committee, Pioneers of Alaska, and St. Mary's Catholic Church. I'm also the chairman of the Kodiak State Park Citizens Advisory Board, and last year I was appointed by Governor Walker to serve on the Board of Game. I serve as the board's representative on the Big Game Commercial Services Board as well. So in summary, Alaska's provided me with more than just stories. The state's given me an education, it's given me tremendous opportunities, and it's given me what I hope is a secure retirement. I'd like to continue to offer my talents to the service of the Board of Game as a way of giving back to the people and the wildlife of our state. Serving on the board to me is just an awesome honor, and it's just an incredible responsibility. While I'm on the board, my primary goals are, number one, to maintain healthy wildlife populations, number two, to provide food security, respect for cultural and traditional practices, and enhancing economic opportunities for all Alaskans. Number three, share those opportunities with visitors whenever possible. Number four, return all wildlife management to the state. And finally, number five, to revitalize trust by all groups in the board process. I think that to do this, we need sincere stewardship that incorporates sustainability, conservation for the future, and respect for everyone's needs and desires. Polarization and belittling people with opposing views is eroding our democracy and our society, in my opinion. And I believe it's the responsibility of all of us as elected and appointed officials to bring people together and to seek common ground with understanding and respect. And I promise that I will do my best to do this as long as I'm on the board. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Larry, for your comments. Committee members, any questions for Larry Van Dale? All right, seeing none, I will then at this time open public comment. And Mr. Vandell, if you could hold on, we may have some questions for you after public comment. So I'm going to call on folks as they, based on the time that they signed in. So the first one signed in here is Mark Richards calling in from Fairbanks. Mr. Richards, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me, Madam Chair?
Yes, quite well. Thank you. So if you would limit your public testimony to 3 minutes, welcome to the committee. Give us your name and affiliation, please.
Thank you, Chair Giesel. My name is Mark Richards. I'm the Executive Director of Resident Hunters of Alaska, and I'm here today representing our over 1,400 members in support of both Teresa Sager Albaugh and Dr. Larry Van Dale's reappointment to the Board of Game. Regarding Ms. Sager Albaugh, I think it's important to point out that we support her in light of the fact that she often doesn't vote her way on issues we bring before the board. The organization is not just about supporting Board of Game members who we hope will always vote our way or opposing those who don't. What we see in Ms. Sager Albaugh, and it has been true the entire time she has served on the board, is someone who continues to staunchly advocate for following the rules and obligations of the board to conduct an open and fair public process within the bounds of the board's authority. We highly respect that in her, and we hope you will vote to move her name out of committee and confirm Member Sager Albaugh for another term later this session. Regarding Dr. Larry Van Dale, we supported his appointment last year to replace and serve out the term of another board member who had resigned. Mr. Vandale's reputation as a biologist and serving as ADFMD's Region 2 supervisor are well known. I have been to every Board of Game meeting since his initial appointment, and Member Vandale has been a very constructive and informative voice on the Board of Game. I also wanted to point out that he now also represents the Board of Game as their liaison on the Big Game Commercial Services Board, and he's a valuable voice of reason on that board as well. We continue to support Dr. Van Dale for a full 3-year term. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much for your testimony, Mr. Richards. Next up, I see also calling in from Fairbanks is Al Barrett. Mr. Barrett, welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well. Thank you. Go ahead and proceed with your testimony.
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Al Barrett. I reside in Fairbanks, and I'm representing the Fairbanks Advisory Committee today. And the Fairbanks Advisory Committee voted unanimously to support Teresa Sager-Albaugh. We've find it a delight to work with board members that interact with our advisory committee. And though she's not from our area, she attends several meetings a year and gives us input from what the board had taken action on, and she fields questions, and she's available throughout the year to discuss wildlife issues. We really appreciate Member Sager-Albaugh's ability to read the statutes, to interpret them correctly, and to sometimes keep the board on track on to what statutory law allows the board to do or not to do. And she's always approachable at board of game meetings and relies on new information because, you know, sometimes data doesn't get to the board or we find new situations that happen in the meantime while proposals are being written and submitted. And she takes that new information into account on her decisions and votes. And so, again, the Fairbanks Advisory Committee would ask the legislature to confirm Teresa Sager-Albaugh, and that would be the end of my testimony, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Barrett. Any questions for Mr. Barrett? All right, seeing none. Next, we will go to the Kodiak LIO. Sam Rohr is in Kodiak. Sam, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Good afternoon, Chairman Giesel and Senate Resource Committee members. For the record, my name is Sam Rohr, and I'm the president of the Alaska Professional Hunters Association. The APHA strongly supports the reappointment of both Mr. Van Dale and Ms. Sager-Albaugh to the Board of Game. Both Mr. Van Dale and Ms. Sager-Albaugh are valuable members of the board. They come to meetings well-prepared, without preconceived ideas and opinions, and with a strong concern for conservation. And while APHA doesn't always agree with Mr. Van Dale and Ms. Sager-Albaugh on all issues, we do appreciate the openness in which they approach the process and their willingness to serve. We strongly support both of their reappointments and ask that you forward their names on to confirmation by the rest of the legislature. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rohr. Let's see, looking here, that looks like the end of folks signed up online to testify. Is there anyone here in the room in Juneau who wishes to testify on these two appointees? Seeing none, I will close public testimony. So, committee members, any questions for Ms. Sager-Albaugh or Mr. Van Dale? I also thank you very much. I also wanted to recognize that we've been joined by Senator Von Imhoff. So any questions for the appointees? Senator Coghill.
Only a comment, Madam Chair. And both of these have been highly recommended. And I think it's just, for me, especially from the interior, we have been greatly appreciative of those who are willing to serve. And the resumes speak for themselves. But just for an appreciation, it's a time-consuming deal, and their willingness to give in to Alaska, greatly appreciated. I just had to say it one more time.
I appreciate that, Senator Coghill. Yes, it is a formidable task being on the Board of Game. They meet for nearly a month out of every year, and that's a huge time commitment, but they both come with outstanding credentials, so it's very impressive. Any other comments? All right, seeing none then, I will read the appointee committee report. In accordance with AS 3905080, the Resources Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointments be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Board of Game, Teresa Sager-Albaugh, Tok, Lawrence Van Dale, Kodiak. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further sessions. So committee members will sign this committee report. So that concludes our meeting today, wraps up our agenda. Our next hearing will be Wednesday, March 26th. At that time, we're going to hear from the Departments of Natural Resources, Fish and Game, and Environmental Conservation on the state's permitting system for Andromedas. Did I say that right? I think so. Streams, salmon-bearing streams. Committee members, we may need to go to 5:30 that day, so just a heads up on Wednesday. So with that, we will stand adjourned. Let the record reflect. The time is 3:50 p.m. We are adjourned.